Yeah. What's going on? Y'all get on in this room. We're doing the late night creep. We're doing a late night broadcast tonight. Late night. Wake that ass up. A late night. Get it up. We're doing it late night. I'm telling you now, it's about to be a great night. I'm doing it late, but don't hate. Get your ass up in this room, man. Participate. Hey, what's up, man? This is Tariq. Welcome to Tariq Radio. We're doing the late night jam. We haven't done a late night broadcast in a long time, but I'm here. We're going to chop up some good game. I need y'all to hit that thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, let everybody know that I'm here. Let's get that quick commercial break out of the way while everybody's coming on in the room, ladies and gentlemen. And we will be right back. Don't you move a muscle right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get the Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled SWARTHY, swarthynerd.com.
It's tax time again. Let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal and business taxes. Clark Pro Taxes will not stop until you get your maximum refund. Go to clarkprotaxes.com now and schedule your free consultation with the owner, Victoria Clark. That's clarkprotaxes.com.
What's up, family? You guys need to check out this cookie company out of Houston, Texas called The Cookie Confidant. Man, they sell these beautiful, delicious, huge cookies right out of Houston, Texas, man. And the brother has been in business since 2017. And I've tried these cookies, man. They are bomb, bomb, bomb. Very delicious. My personal favorite are the chocolate chip pecan cookies, man. They are bomb. Y'all need to go to cookieconfidant.com to get these cookies. Black-owned company, man. They got chocolate chip peanut butter cookies, white chocolate cookies with sprinkles, man. So anything you like in a cookie, they got it. So again, go to cookieconfidant.com. That's cookieconfidant.com.
Have you ever thought about getting into credit repairing? We have everything you need to start a life-changing credit repair business. Zero experience needed. This software makes it incredibly easy to launch, run, and grow your very own profitable credit repair business, or to add an entirely new revenue stream to your existing business. Run your own credit repair business effortlessly. 100% risk-free trial with no hassle one-click cancellation at any time. Go to fixcreditsoftware.com. That's fixcreditsoftware.com.
What's up, family? If you want to keep your car clean inside and out, you need to do it with Royal Canary. Royal Canary is the best car detailing product on the market right now. It's a premium car detailing product that will beat any product on the market, guaranteed. And it's not just the first, but it's the only black-owned car detailing product on the market. So no more using all of those old, outdated, greasy, watered-down products. Step your game up at royalcanary.com. That's royalcanary.com. And use the coupon code FBA to get 5% off on your purchase. royalcanary.com.
Hey, I found the perfect stimulus check flip. I started an on-demand beauty supply store. I keep my merchandise at home. My customers order from me online and I deliver the same day. The hair care industry alone is grossing over $80 billion a year, and now I'm part of it. Stop buying products and learn how to sell them the easy way. Go to OnDemandBeautyBiz.com and learn this business model for yourself. That's OnDemandBeautyBiz.com.
Check out this brand new children's book entitled Josiah and His Magical Time Machine by author Vicente Grayman. In this children's book, children will learn knowledge of self as the main character, Josiah, goes back into time to stop Moorish Spain from falling. This book will give you a lot of history, it'll give you a lot of game, and children will learn about their history, spirituality, they'll learn how to love themselves, and they'll learn how to love their people with this one-of-a-kind children's book. So purchase this book right now at MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net. That's MelanatedRevolutionaryTimes.net.
Are you struggling to keep your health and fitness-related New Year's resolutions? Are you wanting to try a fresh fitness routine? If so, check out the new Fit Body Bootcamp Virtual Fitness Coaching Program. This is a bootcamp-style virtual studio where you have fun while working out anywhere. Virtual membership includes unlimited virtual sessions, accountability coaching, nutrition coaching, and much more. For more information, email us at info@naperfitbody.com. Or call us at 224-392-9972.
What's going on, family? Check out the mobile app C-Watch. Now, this is a mobile app security company on Google Play that helps users secure their community by notifying users when members have made contact with law enforcement. This app also has a feature that will alert most frequent contacts or friends on your phone when they've made it safely at the crib in regular everyday circumstances. So you need to check out C-Watch because they offer both a solution for police brutality as well as a sense of security for the users of the app. So again, check out C-Watch on the Google Play Store.
Want to start a new career? Want to make $50 an hour or more from home? Do you find yourself in a dead-end job that's going nowhere fast? Reach out to Lift and Avail IT Academy. We will train you in database development and business intelligence.
Go to LTVAcademy.com. That's LTVAcademy.com.
Thanks to Stubb, I've been working in the IT industry for over a year, full-time.
Just got an offer for, 74, I guess it breaks down to $1,000 a year.
That's LTVAcademy.com.
Have you been gaining a lot of weight since the COVID-19 pandemic? Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a weak upper body? Ladies, do you feel insecure when a man looks at you from behind because you feel like your butt isn't round enough? If you answer yes to any of these questions, Salomon's Fitness World can help you achieve your fitness goals. Salomon offers customized online personal training, makes and sells ankle, booty, and power resistance bands to strengthen, stretch, and tone your whole body. Order your resistance bands now at SalomonsFitnessWorld.com. Enter discount code Tariq to save 15% on your bundle order. www.SalomonsFitnessWorld.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines,
now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at OldGoonJuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old Goon Juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, yeah, we're back, guys. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in to Tariq Radio on the Late Night Creep. We're doing it late night, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Again, shout out to everybody who got the VIP buck breaking movie package. We had a, what was it, 3-day sale. Today is actually the last day. We got like an hour. The sale is going to be done in an hour. So basically when I'm done with the broadcast, the sale is going to be over. So if you want to get that VIP Ogun package, not Ogun, what am I saying? Buck breaking. I'm talking about Ogun. Buck breaking package. The buck breaking. The VIP buck breaking movie package. Let me get it together. I've been so busy. We've been at the office so busy getting out all the orders. Almost all the orders have already been sent out. We were grinding so that nobody would have their DVDs late. People are getting them like the next day. I'm glad the mail is running pretty fast now. For a minute, you know, because of the COVID thing, it was taking mail a minute to get back and forth. But somebody, Corey Grant, said he got his. Everybody in the room, in the chat room right now, if you have your package already, press 1. Because we were getting them out very, very fast. If you got your package already, press 1 in the chat room. A lot of you should have it because, again, we got these things out super fast. Shout out to my staff. We were getting it popping. And, again, tonight is this is the last day. The sale ends in an hour. And for that buck-breaking VIP package, you're going to get an advanced copy of the movie. You're going to get the FBA family backpack. You're going to get the Foundation of Black American refrigerator magnet. You're going to get the, what else is in that package? The autograph poster. Yes, sir. You're going to get the signed official autograph poster. So you're going to get that. So you better get that right now because you only got an hour left. And you will get the movie immediately. You'll get it immediately. Shout out to all the Kickstarter people. We're going to send out the Kickstarter DVDs next week. Shout out to the people who contributed on Kickstarter a couple of years ago. We actually had the campaign a couple of years ago on Kickstarter. So we're going to send those out next week. So everybody, we're going to send out a Kickstarter email. Can you please make sure you give us the correct address with your correct apartment numbers and all that good stuff, ladies and gentlemen? But you guys are going to really enjoy the movie. The movie is much needed right now because we are in a propaganda war. But I digress. Everybody hit that like button. Hit that thumbs up button, ladies and gentlemen. Let people know that we are in here. So tonight, we're going to talk about the verdict for the Derek Chauvin, however you pronounce this asshole's last name. Chauvin, whatever his name is, he was found guilty on all counts, which was great. That's a good thing. In the murder of George Floyd, the white supremacists were trying very hard to push an I'm white and I say so narrative that George Floyd died of a damn drug overdose, which was ridiculous. But the defense didn't have anything. To be honest, the defense really didn't have anything. The defense was horrible
because they had no real defense. They were just throwing shit up against the wall to see what would stick. So the jury had to say, okay, this guy is guilty, which we all knew, which we all saw. Now, let's be clear. That judge in the case, that judge is team white supremacy, guys. That judge in the case, he was trying to throw some little alley-oops to the defense and to the other white supremacists out here. He was using a lot of coded stuff. Look, early on, he was throwing up little white supremacist hand signals. Oh, I caught him doing a whole bunch of stuff. That judge was team white supremacy. And let's be clear, I think the judge is the one who gets to decide the sentencing. So we got to keep our eye on that guy. That judge, see, this is why folks shouldn't be doing all this damn celebrating. I think the judge is the one who's going to actually decide the sentence, not the jury. I think he opted to not have the jury decide. So y'all better keep your eye on that damn judge. That judge is team white supremacy. That judge was sending out codes left and right. And that little jive-ass reprimand of Maxine Waters and the Boule and all those guys in the Congressional Black Caucus, they went up there. I get on them in a minute. They were all out there talking, you know, talking whatever they talk. And Maxine Waters said something to the effect that we have to get in the cops' faces. I don't know what she said. She said something to that effect. So, you know, that gave the right-wing white supremacists something to run with. So they had to twist that up, talking about Maxine Waters is threatening the jurors. And, you know, they had to use the I'm white and I say so on that. And then the judge got on code and got in court. And the jurors weren't there, but he did all this in front of the cameras, talking about Maxine Waters shouldn't have said all that. And that could be grounds for an appeal. So he's throwing them a little alley-oop. So that judge, y'all keep your eye on that judge. But ladies and gentlemen, after the verdict, I can understand a lot of people being relieved. This was a very tense case. This case was going to set a precedent. So a lot of people are very relieved by the outcome of the case. Rightfully so. There's nothing wrong with that, but all the celebrating? No. We don't have time for celebrating. All the crying and rolling around and hugging everybody. No, see, the white media is really playing that up. They're showing a lot of images of black folks hugging white people, giving the world the impression like, hey guys, look, racism is over. Hey black folks, this is your form of reparations. No. Black people, you got a bad habit of getting into celebration mode when there's way too much work to do. The last thing we need to be doing is celebrating. That's one down, many to go. We have to stay in warrior mode. See, there's a lot of black folks out here that didn't really want to, you know, you didn't want to challenge white supremacy, but you're just glad it's over. Now that this is over, now that this case is done, you can go back kissing white ass. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Family, we got to stay vigilant on this because, listen, the white supremacists feel like they've taken an L. And when they take an L, they get immediate revenge. The day of this verdict, the day it was announced that Chauvin was going to jail, a black girl up in Ohio was shot and killed by a race soldier. And all the white supremacists are jumping on that, trying to justify it, talking about she had a knife and whoop-de-whoop. Now remember, Ohio is a stand-your-ground state. This girl said she was being threatened. She was trying to defend herself from some people in the neighborhood or whoever trying to fight her. But the race soldier showed up, and this race soldier happened to be a military guy, a former military guy, who is a skilled marksman. So he got her four times direct in the chest, killed a 16-year-old child, and all the white supremacists are trying to justify it right now. A lot of people are speaking out about it. And by the way, the white supremacist suspect, his name is Nicholas Reardon. And this is another thing, family. I just found out his name today. Family, when situations like this happen, when these race soldiers do these ambush killings like that, and there's a lot of people around, there were a lot of black folks around filming and yelling and all this stuff. Family, we are in a war. We need you to get names. Black family, you need to get the names of these people. This is very imperative, guys. This is where we need to get on code. I can understand seeing a child get shot is traumatizing. I got it. I know this. But family, we have to expect that type of stuff. We are in a war right now. And they're desperately trying to justify killing that child. There's no justification for that. But I want black people to understand. We're in a war. Always stay in war mode. When these race soldiers pull up, start looking at their badges, their badge numbers. Y'all need to be focused on who they are so y'all can give that information to us so that we can get all the info on these guys and get the track record on these guys before they swipe their social media. What happens when these race soldiers do these ambush killings, by the time the white media gets a hold of it, they've already cleaned them the social media up. They've already watched their social media. So it's very important that we get that information. Get it. All you have to do is just give me a damn name. Give me a last name or something. I'll find out who's who he's associated with. I'm pretty sure this guy has all types of white supremacist ties, but they've already swiped and cleaned his social media. After when the mainstream media releases the name, or when the police department released the name, it's already been swiped. Everything has been erased. That's why, man, I get these names of these officers. I start pulling up all types of paperwork on their ass, and I be having the white media calling me like, hey, how did you find out all this information? And I'd be like, none of your damn business. It's very important to get these names because you can use that to light their asses up. Down there in Louisiana, one of these brothers I got out of jail, it took them a minute to give me the officer's name. And when I finally got the name of the officer, I found out that this officer had a track record of jumping on black folks. He beat up a black woman years before. And I wish they had told me that because I did a television interview right after the brother got out of jail. And if I had known that, I would have really, really gotten those police officers' asses about that. It is very, very, very important to give us this information on these race soldiers. Family, I want black folks to understand, and this is so important, black people, we have to be the justice enforcers in this nation. We have to be the ones who enforce justice. It has to be on us. We don't have police agencies anymore. These are white supremacist race soldier units. Calling these people police units, that's like calling the Nazis police units. Because technically, the Nazis were police officers. But people don't look at them as police officers because what they were doing was not police work. They were committing genocide. You understand? That's what we have now. We have American Nazis. These are American race soldiers. We don't have police agencies no more. We have a bunch of people who are white supremacists who are on code with each other. And the only purpose of the police agencies now in the United States is to harm black people. The laws are not enforced to protect us. Family, this week alone, so many hate crimes have been committed against black people. Out there in North Carolina, it was some black kids playing basketball. A white supremacist woman yelled racial epithets at the kids and then tried to run the kids over in her car. She hit one of the kids. I think he's in good condition now, but this white supremacist woman ran over some black kids, no hate crime charges. We see this stuff all the time. There was a white supremacist in Arizona who is the leader of a neo-Nazi organization. He went and drew a gun on some random black people. No hate crime charges on him. You can't do anything to a black person that would qualify as hate crimes. But family, in New York, I just saw a story today. A homeless black woman, allegedly slapped an Asian woman. Hate crime. They're throwing hate crimes on black folks. If you bump into an Asian person, you're going to get a damn federal hate crime. Family, that's something that we are going to have to start calling out. This is why I say there's no time for celebration. Man, we're still in the middle of a war. Family, we need to be very proactive and codified with every move we make. What we have to do, all these prosecutors who are not giving hate crime charges to these race soldiers or these white supremacists who harm us, black people, but they're giving hate crime charges to any black person who does something to an Asian. Get those names, guys. We need the names of these prosecutors. They need to be on that Summer Jam screen. Okay? We got to get codified right now, family. Get the names of these prosecutors. We're going to have to start getting organized to call out everybody who's playing this little old game where they're going to hit us with hate crime charges. No, we're going to have to make some noise about that. And I'm talking about on a national level. We're going to have to make some noise about that in unison and say, hey, that's not going to go down. I want black folks to understand this. You have the power. We are not going to keep looking to the white supremacists to somehow gain some humanity. That's not our objective, and black people have a very bad habit. We have the damn power. We are going to have to be the damn police. We are going to have to be the police. We're going to have to do the investigating. That's how you're going to have to see this. We got this thing where we want to party and bullshit and then call the police in. Family, the police, the minute they show up, they get the blasting at this point. This one white woman called the police on her daughter's boyfriend. I don't know. The daughter kind of looks like she might be biracial. I don't know what the daughter is, but the mama's white. This was out there in Tennessee. She called the police on her daughter's boyfriend. They're both in high school. The police show up to the high school and kill the damn boy. Where my Tennessee people? The police showed up and killed the damn boy in high school. And then they tried to lie about it. Family, we cannot let these folks go around killing our babies. They can't kill our kids. Family, that is unacceptable. We are not men and women if we sit around and let these folks kill our children at will. You understand? We can't play games with these folks. But going back to this verdict, a lot of Negroes are out here celebrating. I saw Negroes out here at Black Lives Matter Square. Ain't that in Washington, D.C.? Doing the electric slide. All niggas are shucking and jiving. And we saw the Boule Congressional Black Caucus hopping their ass out there to get some photo ops. They showed up so they can try to take credit for everything. Sharpton, all of them. They all showed up hopping in front of the camera. They were all praying and all this stuff. And now they're trying to take credit for everything. They're trying to take credit for the victory. And boy, they've been parading Crump around. Crump is trying to take credit for the victory. This is really the only case that Crump is associated with where there was a victory. Now, this is the thing about Crump. And look, I don't mind the families getting settlements. I don't, if the family needs some money, let them get some money. I just hate that it has to come out of the taxpayers' pockets. I'm not knocking that. But the thing is with Crump, when people kept pointing out to Crump, hey, Crump, man, all these cases you're associated with, man, you know, we keep losing these damn cases. Everything you're associated with, brother, all these criminal cases, these race soldiers are walking. I mean, there's settlements, but boy, nobody goes to jail. And his whole excuse has always been, well, you know, I'm a civil lawyer. I'm not a criminal lawyer. You know, that was his whole thing. That was his out. Well, I'm not a criminal attorney. I ain't got nothing to do with the criminal case. I'm a civil attorney. Okay. Now that Chauvin has been convicted, boy, they got Crump in every damn camera and headline. Now he's taking all the credit. We did it. We look at what we did. Joy Reid was congratulating him. Congratulating him how? He didn't have anything to do with the conviction. So now he's jumping all in the camera, you know, celebrating. And they're so shameless. They were all, they done got the George Floyd family. They're running around trying to make this a victory for the Democrats. And all, this has nothing to do with them. Family, listen to me. Chauvin getting convicted has nothing to do with the Congressional Black Caucus, has nothing to do with the Boule, has nothing to do with Crump. It has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter, if we want to keep it all the way a buck. It didn't have, Black Lives Matter, the organization, had nothing to do with it, because they're going around thinking, oh, we got to thank Black Lives Matter movement. No. They have nothing to do with nothing. They have nothing to do with none of that stuff, see? This is the same con game, ladies and gentlemen, they pulled in the 1960s. See, the victory, and I use the term victory loosely because we still have nothing to be victorious of because we still have a lot more fighting. But the reason why Chauvin got convicted, family, is because of the black youth, our children out there in the streets putting in work, the black grassroots, and the new black media. And you people who are listening now to me, you are the one, it's your energy, your movements, your grassroots efforts, that's the thing that got that race soldier convicted. You understand? Let's be clear, it wasn't about no praying, none of that stuff. The reason that dude got convicted is because they knew the streets was hot, and it was about to be a pull-up summer. Let's keep it all the way a buck. Let's not play games. None of these folks hopping in front of these cameras right now get no credit. The streets made the block real hot. In fact, they were practicing even before the verdict was read. The streets was bubbling. And they know, everybody knew it was about to go down in the streets. They were doing practice turnups a couple of days before the verdict. They were practicing around the country. They knew what it was about to be. They see black folks out here now on the streets pulling up to people's houses now. They saw what the energy was. They saw that it ain't about to be no twerking. Yeah, some of them niggas might be twerking. All of us ain't gonna be out here twerking, no. Some of us are pulling up. They saw that. Let's be clear. Now, the right-wing white supremacists, they know this. They've been crying about this nonstop. They're very salty. The whole Fox News crowd, oh, they're very salty. Let's listen to Tucker the Sucker. They're talking about all mob rule. They know exactly what it was. Now, listen to them. They know the truth. Now, this is them. I usually don't like to play anything with Candace Owens. Candace Owens makes a bunch of bad faith arguments. But what Candace Owens does, she parrots the words given to her by her white handlers. So whenever you hear Candace Owens talking, that's just her white handlers talking. All right, listen.
The host of Candace, we're happy to have her on tonight to assess what we're watching now. Candace Owens, you'd think in a country like ours, very top, I mean, this is the most first world country that's ever been. You'd think the most civilized and the most just. Here you have to consider a murder case through the lens of politics. When you get to that point, haven't you already given up civilization?
Well, that's correct. And what we're really seeing is mob justice. And that's really what happened with this entire trial. This was not a trial about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin. This was a trial about whether the media was powerful enough to create a simulation and decide upon a narrative absent any facts, whether it was powerful enough to repeat showing and talking about a 9-minute clip that came from somebody's cell phone without adding.
The media was lying.
And he got mixed up because a racist white police officer had it out for him and killed him. All of that fell apart.
Okay.
The dosage in him when he died.
I'm fast forwarding some of her stuff.
Because the media was successful in putting out a narrative, and they kept hitting that narrative. And the reason why the Democrats are happy is because they realize, of course, the media supports them. And now means the Democrats can get whatever they want because they can create a narrative, and then they can treat people like pawns and get them to basically say, if we don't get what we want, we will riot, we will loot, we will send these people out like soldiers to destroy your neighborhoods. And that is exactly what has happened. That has been the determination of this trial. The media and the Democrats now have enough power to bully and to lie to and to create propaganda and to successfully win. And that is what happened. And they are celebrating that win today. This was not a fair trial.
Only one side.
No person can say this was a fair trial.
You just got to take three steps back and acknowledge that only one side behaves this way. I mean, a jury in 1995 concluded that O.J. Simpson, despite DNA evidence, hadn't murdered two people and there were no riots. But more to the point, there are a lot of people.
He didn't. The DNA evidence was planted at O.J.'s spot. Don't leave that out. By a white supremacist. A white supremacist planted that DNA evidence, and when they asked him if he planted the evidence, he pled the fifth on the stand. That's why OJ got off. They always leave that off. They leave that part out.
Trump voters sitting behind bars right now have been for months charged effectively with trespassing. We're not speculating. We've seen the charges. No Republican in the Congress stands up for them. Nobody mentions that. Nobody.
Okay, now they're just babbling, but I'm just playing this to let you know. It's mayonnaise tears. But I'm playing that to let you know they know what it was on the right. The white supremacists and their Negro puppets. They know what it was. They're going around whining. Wait a minute. This was an unfair trial because the jury felt threatened. All the people in the streets were going to harm the jurors. Oh, it was going to be riots. Hey. They knew what was going on out here. They knew that justice was going to come one way or another. They know that. They know that pull-up summer was about to come through with a bang. They're doing a lot of splaining. Yeah, they always got to throw it on the Democrats. You know, that's a whole con game they run. But listen, what I don't like is when the Democrats, they both play these little games. They try to get some political mileage out of it. So now Crump has sat up here on The View with the family of George Floyd. They're sitting up here thanking Joe Biden. Man, Joe Biden didn't have a damn thing to do with none of this. They're trying to see what they're going to do now. They're going to pivot this thing and make it seem like this was a big victory for black people. See, the Democrats did something for black people. We're gonna have the George Floyd Policing Act. Oh, they're gonna milk this thing and try to make this some kind of Democratic victory, guys. This is going to be their form of reparations to us. So when they try to get reelected and we point out they haven't done a damn thing, oh no, look at these images. Remember these images? How we got the racist white cop convicted and then we had the George Floyd Policing Act? We did that. No, that's a con game. That's a con game, family. Same thing they did in the 60s. Remember, in the 1960s, it was black people on a grassroots level who was putting in work out here in the streets, getting the fire started, sniping race soldiers. It was the black folks putting in work on the streets that was really changing the policy. And what happened was when the white supremacists started to acquiesce to the streets, then the Boule and the coon class Negroes start jumping up, taking all the credit. Well, they put them in front of the camera. Let's put it that way. They put their hand-picked Negroes in front of the camera. They started pushing the John Lewis's and the people like that out there saying, hey, look at these guys. We're doing these bills. We're going to sign these laws because of the nonviolence of these guys right here. they were so nonviolent. No, no, it was the violence that made you have to sign that shit. They didn't sign those civil rights acts because the black folks got beat up in Selma and the white people felt bad, so they wanted to sign a bill. No, that's not what happened. That is not what happened. It was black people putting in work, making them. The justice community was making them get some act right. But let me play something with Crump on The View with George Floyd's family. He's up here talking about how great Biden is. And this is, I think, George Floyd's brother or whoever, but this is Crump on The View. And he's up here giving props to John McCain's. And John McCain's daughter is there. He's giving her props. Well, here's Benjamin Crump and George Floyd's family on The View.
Biden, he's a great man. He came to visit us numerous times since the act of what happened to George. But he, you know, he was just telling us he know how it feels to lose someone. And he was praying for us. So that's basically what everything was about. And
okay, so, you know, they done got papered up. So they got to do what they got to. Hey, Crump then told him, hey, go out here and give some props to Biden so that, you know, we can associate you and this type of victory with Joe Biden to help his campaign. This ain't got a damn thing to do with Biden. Nothing, nothing, nothing to do with Biden. Okay, let's be very clear. This is a pivot and a finesse.
He just made us feel a lot better because the president has so much to do. And he spent just that time with us. That made us all feel good.
Can I say one thing?
Lord, here's Crump. Okay, here's Crump, guys. Here's Crump.
With us, that made us all feel good.
Can I say one thing? I think President Biden was a lot like your father, Megan, John McClain. He understood people. He understood how to empathize with people in their most darkest moments, and I thought that's what America needed.
Oh, God. Oh, Benjamin Crump is up here baking the butter biscuits for some goddamn Joe Biden, talking about he's like John McCain. John McCain, do y'all know John McCain fought against Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday being a national holiday? You don't sit up here and give this man no damn props. You don't give this man no props whatsoever. This man went out of his way to try to stop Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday from being a holiday. But let me play the rest of Benjamin Crump. My God, hold on.
People in their...
Let me take it back.
How to empathize with people in their most darkest moments. And I thought that's what America needed. We needed people to see the humanity in George Floyd like we see their humanity in others. And I thought that was very special and important for America.
Oh, God. Okay, when he talked, boy, it's like 12 years a fucking slave, boy. Damn. Okay. He said John McClain. Oh, God. John McClain. Oh, God. So they're trying to use this to give Biden props. Biden had zero to do with this. Biden had zero to do with his family. We got to be ready. Listen, the streets are still hot with these race soldiers. The race soldiers are very upset that this case, they lost. They look at this as an L. They don't take L's lightly. Again, these race soldiers are going to retaliate out there in either North Carolina or South Carolina. Another brother just got shot. He got shot in the back by the race soldiers. Family, this thing is real out here. And you know what's interesting? Before they read the verdict, do y'all notice all the threats they were doing to black people? All of the politicians and the lawmakers and all these people were getting on television throwing these veiled threats to black folks. Oh boy, if y'all act up now, we got some special laws for you. We gonna do this. If you guys up, if you cut up, we gonna have some rioting laws. And if you, that wasn't scaring anybody. that wasn't scaring anybody. Nobody was afraid of that. Because, look, if they were going to let this guy go, black folks looked at it like, hell, we ain't got a damn thing to lose. You've backed us so far in a corner, we have absolutely zero to lose. But yeah, down in Florida, they done put all these crazy protesting laws together. If you protest, you're going to get all of this kind of bedtime and all this old stuff. Nobody was scared. Yeah, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, a brother got shot in the back by race soldiers. But yeah, they kept throwing out all these veiled threats where we, how we better act. Look, if you're not going to produce justice, you're not at liberty to tell black folks how we should react to white supremacist tyranny. You can react to tyranny any damn way you see fit that's going to help your survival. Let's be clear. Oh, somebody's mentioning Uncle Mammy. Oh, Uncle Mammy. They sent Uncle Mammy out here to threaten folks. Lori Lightfoot. Oh, did y'all hear her? Let me play her. Uncle Mammy was out here threatening folks, talking about if they start acting up in Chicago. This is Uncle Mammy in her chopper suit. Hold on.
Don't test us. Don't test us. Hold on 1 second. Let me just finish. We are ready. We are prepared. And we are ready to arrest and bring to prosecution anyone who would dare try to take the dreams of our small businesses by looting. Don't test us, because we are ready. Thank you.
So that's Uncle Mammy with her receding hairline with her little old Miles Davis looking ass trying to talk tough. They were calling Uncle Fester. Don't test this sucker. Looking like some shit from a damn blaxploitation movie. Looking like a villain from Superfly. Listen up, squares. You jive turkeys don't want none of this. Don't test me now. You don't want none of this, fish-eyed fool, sucker. Don't come jiving with me. You best to split. Shut up. You're not scaring anybody with your little chopper suit. The streets is there. Nobody's scared, dude. We're not scared. Nobody's scared anymore, dude. About what the fuck y'all gonna do? You're doing it anyway. We're living our lives and you're doing all of this crazy shit to us anyway. So nobody's scared anymore. That's why people on the grassroots are pulling up to the houses of these race soldiers. When that fear goes away, see, they were hoping that we were gonna be like all these other groups. See, they've beaten all these other groups into submission. They done beat all these other groups into submission. Y'all haven't beaten us into submission. We still ready to turn up. Y'all threatening us with your crazy laws, with all your weapons, and all, we don't give a fuck. Y'all done sent Uncle Mammy out here with her little Dolomite threats. Look here. Lori Lightfoot, nigga. We better act right. The fuck she supposed to be? Like niggas in the hood. Oh, God. Nigga, did you hear what Lori Lightfoot said? You don't want to. Lori Lightfoot ain't fucking around. She part of the No Fucking Around Coalition because she is not fucking around, sucker. Stop. Yeah, if that's what, that's the best you got? Nobody's scared, dude. Nah, nobody's scared. Y'all killing us anyway. We ain't got nowhere to go but up. Y'all done backed us into a corner with no exit. So that, y'all done put y'allself in a pickle because now people ain't giving a damn. You dig? That's why people are like, hell, if we march, they're going to kill us. If they're going to throw these crazy laws at us, and if we're going to get murdered for just jaywalking, they're arresting black kids for riding bikes. Have y'all seen these videos? There's videos of black boys just riding, teenage black boys riding bikes and getting arrested, talking about they ain't got no license and all this. So if it's just going to be nonstop racial targeting, what else do we have to lose? This is why folks saying we might as well go to the cribs of these race soldiers. You dig? People are like, fuck it. Let's be very clear. These white supremacists, man, when it comes to harming our children, they have no problem doing that. See, we got to protect our babies. We got to protect our kids. Damn a victory lap. These folks are taking out our babies. There's not a goddamn thing to be celebrating right now. People were talking about Bootsy earlier. Bootsy was like, hell, if you kill my daughter, I'm going back to jail. That's the energy you better have. You better have that kind of energy. The price of freedom is death. You better treat others the same way they treat you. But family, we better get off this thing where we're supposed to find some humanity in the white supremacists, or they're going to be somehow more humane when it comes to children. No. Family, do y'all know, I just found this out today. Well, this article just came out today out there in Philadelphia at the Penn Museum. These disgusting white supremacists, they got a box of remains of the children who were killed in the MOVE bombing in the 1980s. For my people who remember that, there was a black organization with men, women, and children in a neighborhood in Philadelphia that got bombed. They bombed a whole city block, killing all of these black people, including children. These dirty white supremacists have the remains in a damn museum. They had them somewhere tucked away. I've told y'all about how they do that. They kill black folks and keep the bodies and the remains as souvenirs. They've been doing that for a long time. They've been doing that type of stuff for a long time. They look at us, man, as all kind of almost magical to a certain degree. They have to secretly study our brains and our bodies to try to see what kind of power they can squeeze out of it for themselves, guys. They did the same thing with Nat Turner. Remember Nat Turner, when they killed him and they chopped his body up, and they had family, they're still circulating Nat Turner's body parts now. They just returned his skull to the family a couple of damn years ago. I'm talking about 200 years after the fact. These folks are demonic, man. Ain't no damn humanity. Ain't no humanity, dude. Man. Somebody said the black mayor ordered the bombing, but who ordered that nigga to order the bombing? Because these black mayors don't have no power. Let's get off that shit. Somebody said the black mayor ordered the bombing. Who ordered that nigga to order the bombing? These black mayors are controlled by the state. I know. I done talked to black mayors all over the country. They have to get money and resources allocated to them from the state. These niggas are powerless. Let's be very clear. Oh, yeah, but they keep our bones. I want y'all to watch the buck-breaking movie. We talk about that. We break that down. This thing about ingesting, because they not only do they keep our body parts, they would ingest the shit and they would eat certain parts of our bodies. That was kind of a thing with them. Y'all don't know what you're dealing with. See, this is why I go so hard on them, because I see what we're dealing with. You gotta go hard on these folks. There's no coming and finding no common ground with white supremacists. No. We're not trying to do that. I'm very hostile to white supremacists, which we all should be. This is a very hostile situation. This is nothing to play with. And the thing is, with this case, a lot of folks are running around trying to celebrate. Like I said, this is nothing to celebrate. We're in the beginning stages, man. We got too many other wars and battles to fight. We got to be battle ready. We got to understand where we are, what we're dealing with. We better understand the situation we're in. This is warfare. We are in an anti-black war. We're not coming to it. We are in the middle of it right now. The police agencies out here, they have card-carrying race soldiers who are trained to ambush black people. They do this bulletproof warrior training, where they are trained to ambush black people and how to legally get out of it and what legal terms to use to justify it. We should not be out here talking about no damn police reform. You understand? Yeah, a defense. Yeah, the best defense is an offense, and also to be on code. I keep telling y'all, the next movie I'm doing, and I'm going to probably be down in Florida pretty soon, kind of scouting the area, speaking of Florida, because we're going to be doing this piece about the Seminoles. This is a very important piece. We're going to start working on this movie now, because, you know, the COVID thing had me locked in for a minute, so I couldn't do films or nothing. I'm so ready. We just completed a film and I'm ready for the next one. But this movie about the Black Maroons and the Black Seminoles, that's a story that we have to learn from, and how gangster the shit was and how they were not defeated. That's a great story that's been buried in American history. How Black people, who were small in numbers, the Black Seminoles, I don't even think they were over 1,000. They were a very small number, but it was less than 1,000 warriors beat the United States government. They actually fought for their freedom and got their damn freedom. The United States government never defeated them. They actually had to end up sending them out of Florida. They had to come to an agreement that they had to send them out of Florida because they refused to be enslaved. They were so much on code. See, when we get on code, they understand it doesn't even take a lot of us. If a few of us get on code, it's a wrap. And they know this. This is why they have to always, always, always divide us up, split us up, try to have us barking and beefing at each other. They know if just a few of us get on code, it's a wrap. You understand? So we got to understand what we're dealing with. And look, we also got to understand how they use propaganda, because now they're interviewing a lot of people. You know, they're trying to create a narrative now that the Chauvin trial is over, and they're trying to make this seem like almost a reparations package for Black people. So what they're doing now, they're showing a lot of mammies and coons dancing and cutting a jig. They're going to show a lot of that. They're going out of their way to show the mammy class cutting a jig. Again, like I said, it was the Black grassroots that made this case happen to make this guy get convicted, because the people knew the black grassroots was going to be the enforcement arm of justice on the streets. They knew that. So what they're doing now, they're going out of their way to interview mammies, sambos, coons. So they're doing the old school method of going around interviewing the most gutter sniped hood rats they can find. Family, I posted this video of this hood rat, this old middle-aged hood rat that they interviewed down in Houston. This is Houston. Now, Houston has so many intelligent Black people who can articulate so many great things. Texas has a lot of very smart, articulate people. But they skip right over that and go find the most ratchetest sounding hood rat they can find. So this is an interview they did with some random Black person after the Chauvin trial. They were looking for Black people who were in a celebratory mood. And this is what they got.
So we got the justice for George. So we got the justice for George Floyd. God said, how ain't God look low? He's amazing God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my heart go out to his family, my condolences, everything. He from the hood.
She said my condolences, guys. Yeah, she said my condolences.
No, he's amazing God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my heart go out to his family, my condolences, everything. He from the hood. I'm from the hood, too. I just want to thank the prosecutors. We got the justice for George.
Okay. Listen, now I posted that up, and I've seen a couple of people talking about, come on, man, she just happy. Y'all just leave her alone now. Just leave her alone. She happy. She celebrate. She just country now. Just leave her alone. You got to leave. These is our people. Let's get off that dumb shit. Family, if they put some ratchet shit out there, we ain't got to co-sign every little ratchet piece of filth they put out there. Look, that type of stuff. Look, the white supremacists know who to elevate and prop up. They know that there's a plantation element out there where these mammies and sambos, if they see white daddy and a camera, oh, that's just, I get to talk to white mommy and white daddy, and there's a camera, so everybody's going to see me. I've been ignored all my life. Understand, this is their big moment. We have Negroes out here who are so attention starved They've been ignored all their lives. So now this is my moment right here. This is my 15 minutes I get to shine. So what am I going to do? I'm going to perform. It's time to perform now because this woman was performing, okay? A lot of these mammies, when they get on, they're performing. And they know what white people like. I want y'all to understand, these Negroes know what white people like to hear instinctively. That's why they start cooning it up. This woman don't talk like this normally. She's showing out. Let's keep it a buck. This woman don't talk like that with black folks. You don't normally talk like that. She's showing out. She sees white people there, white people with a camera. White folks like cooning. I want to make white people happy so they can keep interviewing me. If I say something too radical, they'll take the camera away. So let me coon it up. Thank God. Hallelujah. I give my condolences to the family. I's from the ghetto. I's a young black gal. I's no longer bound. It becomes a plantation celebration. Let's stop co-signing that. Let's stop co-signing that nonsense. It's nonsense and y'all know it. You understand? No, they know better. No, these Negroes know better. They know that it's coon time. No, I'm not going to give them a pass for not knowing better. They're actively cooning. They know they're cooning. They know they're being over the top. And it's time to cut that mammy plantation bullshit out. Because see, you got to watch folks like that. They don't really want no real black empowerment. You see where their values lie when it comes to white folks, how happy and jovial they get with all the cooning. No, because if there's some real black empowerment and we running something, that's going to be, we don't need that. The last thing we need is a loud hood rat plantation mammy or a dusty plantation Sambo. That's the last thing we need in the realm of empowerment. You understand? So we got to start getting our minds right out here. And also this propaganda, because see, they'll use that propaganda to say, okay, look how ignorant these Negroes are. So when a race soldier encounters one of these folks, it's okay to shoot them because, hey, look at them. Look how stupid and ignorant they are. See, we got to understand how they use propaganda against us. We better understand how propaganda works. That type of shit is used to dehumanize us. See, we think it's funny, but the thing is, when the white supremacists see that, they see that, okay, this is somebody who's less than human. See, we got to take certain things like that seriously. But again, we as Foundational Black Americans, we got to get all the way on code. Enough of us who get on code, that's going to make a difference. We have to be the justice arm of this nation. We have to be the ones who produce justice, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, we have the damn power. We have the power. Always understand that. And when you understand that, we'll all act on our power. Let that soak in, guys. Again, y'all got a few minutes left to get the buck-breaking VIP movie package at buckbreakingmovie.com. You only have a few minutes to get it, ladies and gentlemen. You only have a few minutes to get it. Go to buckbreakingmovie.com to get that package. Also, if you want to get all the Hidden Colors DVDs, go to hiddencolorsfilm.com. Go to ogoonjuice.com, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of folks are hitting the Cash App right now. The Cash App is $KingFlex818, ladies and gentlemen. And I will holla at you guys, man. Y'all stay powerful. Keep your head up and let's keep the fight going, guys. Much respect. Peace.